1 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Te Kiche. In the headlines, National Tripartite Committee to announce new minimum wage soon. Fire hydrants in parts of Accra and Tema dry up following interruption in water supply. Final funeral rites of the late BBC broadcaster Komla Dumont held in Accra. Opposition protesters in Ukraine take over government district with whereabouts of President Yanukovych unknown, and Pope Francis appoint 19 new cardinals. First, the summaries with Barbara Yakubu.
The National Tripartite Committee says it will soon announce a new minimum wage. The Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Niama Ashiti, said the decision followed a meeting of the Tripartite Committee comprising representatives of the government, the TUC, and the Ghana Employers Association. He challenged labour unions to work hard and negotiate in good faith, since they are all working in the interests of the country. Fire hydrants in parts of Accra and Tema have dried up following interruption in water supply. The Deputy Public Relations Officer of the Ghana National Fire Service, Billy Anaglati, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, advised the public to be circumspecting handling naked flames and also plan adequate fire safety measures in homes, offices and markets to avoid any fire incident. The journey to the final resting place of BBC broadcaster Komla Dumont continued today as final funeral rites were held for him at the forecourt of the State House. The solemn ceremony was attended by President Mahama, the clergy, colleague journalists, both local and international, traditional leaders and members of government. Tributes read at the ceremony described Komla as one whose life changed the lives of many. His remains have been taken over by the family for a private burial. The Kiev offices of Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych are unguarded, with opposition protesters apparently in full control of the government district. Reports say people are able to enter the complex unchallenged. Meanwhile, the Speaker of Parliament has resigned, citing ill health. And Pope Francis has appointed 19 new cardinals at a ceremony in Rome. The appointment is the first since he assumed the papacy. The new cardinals come from 15 different countries, including Spain, Italy and Germany. Among them is the head of the Catholic Church in England and Wales, Archbishop Vincent Nichols.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Now the details. The Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Niama Ashite, says a new minimum wage for this year would soon be announced by the National Tripartite Committee. The decision to announce a new minimum wage followed a meeting of the Tripartite Committee comprising representatives of the government, the Trades Union Congress, TUC, and the Ghana Employers Association to discuss the new minimum wage. We bring you more.
Representatives of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, the National Labour Commission and other stakeholders also attended the meeting. Niama Ashiche said even though the new minimum wage for this year has not been announced yet, the meeting was to let the public know that government is concerned about the new minimum wage and is negotiating with the Tripartite Committee to come to an agreement. He said the new minimum wage for 2014 is being discussed at the ongoing meeting by the tripartite committee, and it will be announced soon. The minister challenged labor unions to work hard and negotiate in good faith, since they are all working in the interest of Ghana. He added that even though the country is facing challenges, Ghanaians have to sacrifice and work hard to overcome the challenges. The minister was hopeful that the new minimum wage would be accepted by all the parties. The general secretary of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, expressed the hope that the new minimum wage would help address the concerns being raised by labor unions. The meeting also discussed, among others, labor market information, employment issues, and the incessant agitations on the labor front. The national daily minimum wage was increased by 17% from 4 cedis 48 pesos to 5 cedis 24 pesos last year.
A report on the meeting between government and labor unions. The Chief Public Relations Manager of the Ghana Water Company Limited, Michael Ajiman, says activities of Galamsey operators and the pollution of water bodies are costing the company a lot of money in production. He said a reckless behavior towards water bodies will cause them to dry up in future. Mr. Ajiman spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
We are not taking good care of our water bodies. We are recklessly polluting the water body, and in most cases we are causing the drying up of these water bodies. And the fear is that in no time, if we are not careful, there won't be any water for us. So that is the way I look at it.
We have a situation where most of the water bodies have been polluted by negative human activities like Galamsey. What has been the impact of such practice on your operations?
In fact, in our case, the pollution and, as I would say, filtration of our raw water source is making us record a high cost when it comes to our production. Don't forget, this Galamsey, the situation where we have a large intrusion of mercury, cyanide, and the rest, and it causes a great deal to use water treatment chemicals, which we import to actually get the water portable for people. So that is the way I look at it. And then there's also the situation where this Galamsey activity leads to filtration of the raw water source. So in most of our intake, where we store the raw water, we always have to embark on this treatment. We have to check the intake patients, the intake points at great cost. And apart from that, it's always leading to a situation where we experience frequent downtown where our pumps and filters, they break down frequently, and then we are always having to repair these things at great cost. So this is what is actually worrying us a great deal. Then it leads to a situation where in most cases we face complete drying up of the raw water source because of this situation. And you go to places like the Far, the Brim, and the Kakum River and all of that. So when it comes to dry season, where because of these activities, the river bodies completely dry up. Thing happens is that we normally have to abandon our treatment plants, and you can look at it, the attendant downtime, we are not able to produce a length of time, sometimes 6 months, 1 year, we have to stop production, and it causes a great deal.
Chief Public Relations Manager of the Ghana Water Company Limited, Michael Ajiman. The Ghana National Fire Service has expressed concern over the non-availability of water in some parts of Accra and Tema, which has rendered many hydrants dry. Its Deputy Public Relations Officer Billy Anaglate has advised the public to be circumspect in handling naked flames and also plan adequate fire safety measures in homes, offices and markets. He told Radio Ghana's Brighton Trauma that the service is assessing places with underground water and overhead reservoirs to use when there is an emergency. He urged the public to heed fire safety advice to avert any fire incident, since other alternative water sources are at a distance.
If you agree with me, water is our major medium of firefight. So when we do not have water running through the pipes, it affects our hydrants as well. Hydrants are the source of water supply to the firefighters that we are able to access water uninterrupted through the hydrant to continue to fight fire. Now that we are not able to access water through the hydrant, it becomes difficult that the fire engines attempt how to travel to get an open water, a pond, or wherever they will be able to prime water. So if you have a community where there is fire, and then after fighting the fire with the initial water in the tender, if that water is exhausted and there is no high ground that is flowing, it means we need to drive to an open water where we should be able to prime in. And there are some of these communities that are not even close to any open water pond or wherever that we can prime in. If this situation persists, definitely it's going to affect our firefighting, it's going to affect our operational duties, it's going to affect people that might not be fortunate that will have their property on fire at the time of this situation continue.
So apart from water, is there any other technology that you can use to quench fire?
Yes, exactly. Apart from water, which is the biggest medium that any firefighter could use in extinguishing fire, we also have fire extinguishers that could also be used. Some of these extinguishers really use chemicals like dry chemical powder. They use also foam and other medium of extinction. But extinguishers have their limit as to the extent of fires that they fight. So when you have a fire that is bigger in intensity than extinguisher, there is nothing that anybody can do with extinguisher in trying to fight some of those fires. So the only medium that is capable of trying to extinguish those fires that we are talking of is only water.
Now that there's a problem with the supply of water in some parts of Accra, do you have any contingency plan or a back plan in case there is an emergency, in case there's a fire outbreak somewhere, to help the public?
Well, that is why we have started trying to assess premises that are having underground water, premises that are having overhead reservoirs, and premises where they have means of storing water to certain capacity that we will be able to use. We started trying to identify those ones and be able to appeal to them, to talk to them, that in case of any emergency, they should be able to allow the firefighters to access those reservoirs and underground tanks that we might be able to use at this moment. We've also tried to map a situation that we'll be able to see if we'll be able to get to any of those ponds and then to prime those other areas. So people have even gone ahead to map our strategies where they will see that those few ponds that have been identified, if our tenders will be able to access those ones and to prime water from those areas. But it will also be difficult, like I stated earlier on, that it is not every community that have sources of water in terms of ponds or opened water. So if it is even in a community where we do not have sources of those open waters and that we will be able to prime, then no matter the situation, no matter the strategy, those communities will definitely be having difficulty in fighting fires in those communities.
He asked philanthropists to assist the Ghana National Fire Service to drill boreholes.
We have been negotiating with people and organizations to assist the fire service in trying to sink boreholes for us, that in case situations of this nature happen, we will not depend on the water from the water company. We would be able to access water from boreholes. That is exactly what we've been doing for some time now. We're ensuring that organization will assist in sinking boreholes. So if we are able to have boreholes, I don't think the fire service will be in any difficulty accessing water, even if the water company do not release water into the hydrant.
Deputy Public Relations Officer of the Ghana National Fire Service, Billy Anaglate, talking to Bright in Trauma. We are live on Radio Ghana News. Some of the stories you've heard so far: National Tripartite Committee to announce new minimum wage soon. Fire hydrants in parts of Accra and Tema dry up following interruption in water supply. And coming up, final funeral rites of the late BBC broadcaster Komla Dumo held in Accra. Opposition protesters in Ukraine take over government district with whereabouts of President Yanukovych unknown. And Pope Francis appoints 19 new cardinals.
GBC, your authentic and trustworthy voice of Ghana, launches its digital channels on Wednesday, 25th February 2014. You can watch four free-to-air digital television channels from Ghana's premier broadcaster. your original and premium channel, GTV, goes digital. In addition, GTV Sports Plus, GBC 24, and GBC Live. Yes, 4 free digital channels for the family from your time-tested and cherished broadcasting network, GBC. GTV, the authentic and trustworthy voice of Ghana. GTV Sports Plus, the legends live here. GBC 24, Ghana's first 24-hour all-news channel. And GBC Live, your religion and culture channel. 2 more stations will also be added on at a later date. These are GBC Govern, Demystifying Governance, and Obonu TV, Nile Song. Join us on Wednesday, 26th February, at the forecourt of the GBC Inner Reception at 6:30 p.m. as we launch 4 authentic and trustworthy channels. The launch will be broadcast live on all GBC networks at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, 26th February. Sit back, watch, and hear us live in the comfort of your home. GBC, the authentic and trusted voice of the nation.
Welcome back. Final funeral rites for BBC broadcaster Komla Afeketumo have been held today at the forecourt of the State House. The solemn ceremony was attended by the clergy, colleague journalists, both local and international, traditional leaders and members of government. President Mahama was also there to mourn with the family. Tributes read by both family, friends and colleagues described Komla as a friend, brother, an incomparable star whose life changed the lives of many. Doreen Ampofu was at the ceremony and has filed this report.
18 years ago, I met a remarkable young man. Komla absolutely blew me away with his knowledge and eloquence. I knew I had a husband who had achieved such immense success that people the world over admired him. January 18th started like a normal Saturday for us. A day the children and I could shut the world out and have Komla to ourselves. A day when he was simply daddy and my husband.
That was widow of Komla Dumo, Kwansuma Dumo, paying tribute to her husband.
But now that day marks the beginning of a painful and aching void that we still cannot come to terms with. How can Komla be gone? How can he be forever silent? How? And yet that morning when I woke up, my prayer was this. I will trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. In all my ways, I will acknowledge him and he will direct my path. 2 hours later, Komla was gone.
The ceremony at the State House, which climaxed the final funeral rites for Komla Afeketumo, was characterized with sorrow and pain as people filed past his remains and as tributes were read. Although family, friends and sympathizers looked composed, the pain of a great loss was evident on their faces. Tributes for Komla described him as a gem whose loss will be difficult to replace. His father, Professor Ernest Dumo, described him as a gift to the family.
Yes, indeed, Komla. You strove in your short life to walk his truth. Therefore, no amount of words or pontification on my part as your father can change what you have become. Komla, you were a gift to me and your dear mother, Cecilia. I am not sure exactly what heaven will be like, but I know when we die and it comes to time for God to judge us, he will not ask how many good things you have done in your life. Rather, he will ask, how much love did you put into what you did? And you did put a lot of love in what you did. I know God won't give me anything I can't handle. I just wish he did not trust me so much. I have loved you, and I will always love you and cherish you. Rest in peace.
For the children, Komla was a wonderful father who will be missed dearly.
Dear Daddy, you have been a wonderful father to us. And we love and miss you. We remember the times you told us stories at bedtime. and when you used to make your delicious stir fries and meals for us, especially on Sundays. We loved it when you came back from your travels from different countries and showed us interesting pictures and told us about the things you saw. You promised you would take us to all the countries you had visited. We will make you proud. Daddy, rest in peace with God, and we hope to see you again in heaven one day.
Sister of Komla, Mawena Treba, said Komla was her confidant and cheerleader.
I'm thankful to God for you. My dearly beloved brother Komla, it is well, and I am thankful to God for you. It is my prayer that this letter finds you at peace, resting in God's glorious presence, joyful about life in a higher realm. It has been such a struggle to put pen to paper, attempting to write a tribute to you. Where would I even begin? Having been only a year and a few months older than you, I know you will recall the joys of the unique and special childhood we had. All three of us are bound together in an everlasting bond. Right up until January 17, 2014, our daily habit of checking in on each other via text message this time had been completed with an agreement to touch base again the next day. Little did I know that God has his master plan and that that was not to be.
President Mahama, who was a personal friend to Komla in his tribute read by Minister of Information Mahama Ayariga, said Komla was a true son of Africa whose personality went beyond nationality, race and continent.
Komla Afeke Dumont proved himself to be a real trailblazer, a role model and a source of admiration as well as inspiration for millions around the world. Komla was a true son of Africa who easily submerged his Ghanaian identity into the unifying sea of gracious and common humanity so that millions around the world, Ghanaians and non-Ghanaians, Africans and non-Africans, black or white, could claim him as one of their own. We thank Komla's family for allowing him to be shared with the whole world. Even though he left us at the young age of 41, his legacy remains worthy of emulation.
Delivering the sermon, Reverend Father Wisdom Lumute said Komla's life shows us all that life is not guaranteed. Komla's body has since been taken for private burial by the family.
A report by Doreen Ampofo. Some Ghanaian residents in the United Kingdom have paid glowing tribute to the late ace broadcaster Komla Dumont, who goes home today. In separate interviews with Radio Ghana at Oxford Street in London, where the BBC headquarters is located, the residents said though Komla Dumont is gone, his good works stand tall as a shining light of African excellence in journalism. Ibrahim Kwatin reports.
The sudden demise of Komla Dumont did not only send shivers down the spine of many Ghanaians, but the world at large that saw the impeccable commitment of the young man in projecting Africa glowingly on the media map and demystifying the misconceptions that have travelled far and wide about the continent. Like Shakespeare's Macbeth said of the thing of glamis, he died as one who threw away the dearest thing he owed, as if it were a careless trifle. Some Ghanaian residents I interviewed at Oxford Street in London, where the headquarters of the BBC is stationed, had this to say about the man Komla Dumont.
I'm Abdul Bas Bonsu. I'm resident in the United Kingdom. It's very saddening to have heard of the demise of the very popular African journalist and broadcaster at BBC. He was doing a fantastic job for all of us here. I mean, for most of us, he's been very inspiring as a Ghanaian, as an African journalist, doing such great work for all people of the world, for the benefit of everyone.
It's a shock because I've really, since his death, I've managed to have a recap about what he has been doing, how passionate he was about who he was. Although he was working for the BBC, he was really passionate about Ghana, about Africa, and he made us proud. I think the whole of Africa, not just the Ghanaians. But
you heard a report by Ibrahim Kwating. It is said that every beginning has an end, so shall birth lead to death. To the Dumo, Gbeho and allied families, as well as the global Inki fraternity, a great tree has fallen, and it is no other person than their grandchild, son, brother, husband, father, colleague, and beloved friend, Komla Afeke Dumo. Radio Ghana joins in paying tribute to the homegrown media star in this piece by Rosemary Casey.
His passing, just about 18 days into the year 2014, was a hard-hit news to be broken by one of his own.
This is probably one of the most difficult intros I've ever had to read, and one that I never believed I would have to. But this weekend, Komla Dumo died. Even saying those words feels totally unreal. My fellow presenter and friend here at BBC World News suffered what's believed to have been a heart attack.
With the pouring in of uncountable tributes from far and near, it is no exaggeration that Komla Dumo touched many lives, including those who never knew him. Just listen in as Komla's BBC colleagues testify to this.
Our audiences have been pouring their hearts out since the news, but it's a big blow to us, the Focus on Africa family, because Komla was not only a colleague, but a friend.
They talked about his voice, his smile, and he really touched people through that radio or through that TV. He touches us on a daily basis here in the newsroom, but he touches thousands of people around the world.
For me, one thing that stood out about Komla, especially as an African journalist, is he loved the continent he came from. And he knew that the way Africa had been covered over the last 30, 40 years wasn't the only story.
Born to a family of academics on October 3, 1972 in Accra, Komla initially studied preclinical medicine at the University of Jos, Nigeria, but left for his home country, Ghana, and had his national service with the school's broadcast department of the state broadcaster, GBC. He later graduated with a BSc in Sociology and Psychology at the University of Ghana and from Harvard University with an MA in Public Administration. He joined Joy FM as a traffic reporter and later the morning show host and won the 2003 Journalist of the Year Award before joining the BBC in London in 2006. Nigerian-born BBC's Peter Okoche was a pal from school.
Komla KD, as I like to call him. I met him 25 years ago. We were both at University of Jos in central Nigeria together. I was studying theater and he came in to study medicine. We split ways after I left school and then met up again at the BBC. He was gifted with humanity. He treated everyone as an equal. As a journalist, a president's story was just as important as the story of a market woman. He believed that both of them should weigh the same on his scale as a journalist. Cab drivers in Accra, Ghana were his friends, just like presidents. I mean, he was just such a cool customer.
His exploits were not without professional jealousy as he got his boss's nod to handle opportunistic interviews.
Everyone wanted the big interviews with the Mandela family. Who did they give them to?
Komla. Of course. And, you know, just funny enough, last week, I mean,
if he wasn't so blooming lovely, you could end up with quite a lot of professional jealousy.
Well, you could, because exactly the first time I'd seen him this year. I'd just come back from a holiday in Nigeria, and I asked him, well, how did you manage? Because I know the whole world wanted that interview with Mandela's daughter. How did you manage? And he said, Charlie, you know, that's the word he used for everyone. I said, Charlie, you know how we do this thing. You know how we do this thing, you know. But he was a gifted journalist. And it's the manner, the affect he had with people. So people wanted to talk to him.
In a Twitter message, Ghana's president, John Mahama, described Komla as a broadcaster of exceptional quality and Ghana's gift to the world. Ben Dochemalo, formerly of BBC, confirms his mentee's world appeal.
He is the best international TV broadcaster Ghana has produced. I don't think there is any question about that. I don't know of any other Ghanaians who managed from being groomed in Ghana here, improved and worked hard to the standards where their level of competence was better than even what you would find internationally. He goes to the BBC, he shines, and he opened doors not just for Ghanaians, he opened doors for Africans, anybody. I was at the memorial in Peter Horrocks, whom Komla regularly mentioned as someone who saw the good in him and the potential. Peter Horrocks, one of the editors, was saying that when they did a focus group thing somewhere, either in China or Hong Kong, a Chinese man wrote and said that they liked Komla because they felt Komla was just like them. So Komla's appeal, Komla's professionalism, Komla's excellence went beyond just Ghanaians, it went beyond Africans, it went out there to the whole world.
That was Radio Ghana's tribute to Komla Dumont, put together by Rosemary Gacy. The Kiev offices of Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych are unguarded, with opposition protesters apparently in full control of the government district. Reports say people are able to enter the complex unchallenged. Opposition leaders say President Yanukovych, whose whereabouts are unknown, must stand down immediately. But there are unconfirmed reports that he has left Kiev, with suggestions that he has traveled to Kharkiv in the east, close to the Russian border. Pope Francis has appointed 19 new cardinals at a ceremony in Rome, the first such appointments of his papacy. Cardinals are the most senior Roman Catholic clergymen below the pontiff. Analysts say the inclusion of prelates from places such as Haiti and Burkina Faso reflects the Pope's commitment to the poor. The new cardinals received the traditional red hat, robes, and a gold ring of office at the ceremony known as a consistory. Now, to end the news, the main points again. The National Tripartite Committee says it will soon announce a new minimum wage. The Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Ni Amashite, said the decision followed a meeting of the Tripartite Committee. Fire hydrants in parts of Accra and Tema have dried up following interruption in water supply. The Deputy Public Relations Officer of the Ghana National Fire Service, Billy Anaglate, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, advised the public to be circumspect in handling naked flames. And the final funeral rites for BBC broadcaster Komla Afeke Dumont have been held today at the forecourt of the State House. The solemn ceremony was attended by the clergy, colleague journalists, both local and international, traditional leaders, and members of government. President Mahama was also there to mourn with the family. And that ends the news presented by Tekiche in Accra.